It's been a long Monday. Education's struggling with none. Justice advocates are alarmed by none. And most people don't even understand what they're dealing with. But tomorrow morning, practitioners across every industry still need to know what actually works. I've been digging through implementation data all day, and the pattern is brutally clear. Simple tools are crushing complex systems. Maya, you've been in the trenches with dozens of deployments. What's the real story?
The real story? Most organizations are throwing away tens of thousands of dollars on AI platforms they never fully deploy. Last week, I watched a manufacturing client abandon a $180,000 predictive maintenance system after 6 months because their floor workers couldn't or wouldn't use it. Meanwhile, the company down the street is saving millions with a $50 per month ChatGPT subscription for quality control reports.
That tracks with what I'm seeing. We just pulled the plug on an 18-month project building custom AI infrastructure for a healthcare startup. Burned through $2.3 million. You know what they're using now? Claude for patient intake summaries and a basic GPT wrapper for appointment scheduling. Total cost, $400 a month plus maybe 20 hours of setup.
This is exactly why I get frustrated with these conversations. Everyone talks about AI implementation like it's building a nuclear reactor. I started using Midjourney for client mockups 6 months ago. Took me literally one evening to figure out. Now I'm delivering concepts in 2 days instead of 2 weeks. My clients don't care about my AI transformation journey. They care that I'm faster and cheaper.
Sophie, that's the disconnect I keep finding in the data. The tools that actually stick are the ones people can start using before lunch. But Maya, you mentioned support infrastructure being the missing piece. What does that actually mean on Tuesday morning?
It means having someone who can answer, how do I make this thing stop hallucinating customer names? At 2 p.m. on a random Wednesday. Not a vendor sales rep, not IT support reading from a script. Someone who's actually used these tools in anger. I had a finance firm last month ready to implement Claude for risk assessment reports. Great idea, except nobody thought about who would validate the outputs. They had PhD quants making $300,000 a year spot-checking AI summaries. That lasted exactly 3 days.
The validation problem is killing more implementations than anything else. Everyone wants AI to handle the boring stuff, but the boring stuff is usually boring because it requires deep domain expertise. I watched an enterprise client try to automate their customer service emails. The AI was technically perfect, grammar, tone, all good, but it kept recommending solutions that would violate their service agreements. Took them 2 months and 16 customer complaints to figure that out.
See, this is where creative fields have an advantage. If my AI-generated design concept is slightly off, we iterate. Nobody dies, nobody sues. I can experiment with DALL-E or Stable Diffusion, mess up 20 times and learn what works. Try that with medical diagnosis or financial advice.
The implementation evidence I'm seeing backs that up. Creative and content teams are reporting 60-80% adoption rates within 3 months. Healthcare and finance, more like 15-20%, and that's being generous. But Derek, you mentioned an 18-month failure. Walk me through what actually went wrong.
Where do I start? The CEO read some article about AI transformation and decided we needed to build everything in-house. Proprietary advantage, he called it. We hired 3 ML engineers at $200K each, spent 4 months arguing about frameworks, another 6 months building infrastructure that essentially replicated what OpenAI already offered. By the time we had a working prototype, the whole landscape had shifted. GPT-4 came out and made our entire approach obsolete.
That's painfully common. I call it the NASA syndrome. Organizations trying to build rockets when they really just need a reliable Honda. Last month, I worked with a retail chain that wanted to implement AI-powered inventory management. Their IT director's first proposal? A custom computer vision system with edge computing in every store. Price tag? $3.2 million. What they actually needed? A simple script that analyzes their existing inventory data with GPT-4. Cost us 2 days and about $8,000 to implement.
The tooling landscape is insane right now. Every week, there's another revolutionary platform. I've tested probably 40 different AI art tools. You know how many I actually use? 3. Midjourney for concepts, Photoshop's new AI fills for cleanup, and occasionally DALL-E when I need something specific. Everything else is noise.
Let's talk specific numbers. Sophie, you mentioned being faster and cheaper. What does that actually mean in dollars and hours?
Logo design package used to take me 20 to 25 hours across 2 weeks. Now, 6 to 8 hours in 3 days. I'm charging clients 30% less, but making 40% more because I can handle more projects. Last month, I billed $24,000, working basically banker's hours. Pre-AI, I was killing myself for maybe $15,000.
The economics are brutal if you're on the wrong side, though. My contractor rate for custom AI development was $200 an hour. Now clients can get 80% of what I built with a $20 API call. I've had to completely pivot to integration and workflow consulting. The gold rush is over for custom AI development.
That's the reality check most organizations need. The question isn't, how do we build AI? It's, how do we use AI that already exists? I just finished a 3-week engagement with a logistics company. They came in wanting to build predictive routing algorithms, what they actually needed. ChatGPT parsing driver feedback and Zapier connecting their systems. Total implementation time, 4 days. Cost about $12,000 plus $500 monthly in API fees.
4 days is aggressive. What's the actual hour-by-hour breakdown?
Day 1, map existing workflows, identify bottlenecks. That's 8 hours of interviews and documentation. Day 2, test API integrations, usually breaks by lunch, spend afternoon fixing authentication issues. Day 3, build the actual workflows, test with real data. Day 4, training and documentation. But here's the kicker. Days 5 through 20 are where most implementations die. That's when you discover all the edge cases.
Edge cases are the silent killers. We had a client using AI for code review, worked great for Python and JavaScript. Then someone submitted COBOL from their legacy system. The AI literally responded with, "I'm not sure this is a real programming language." That was a fun meeting.
At least you got a funny error. I had Midjourney generate what it thought was a traditional Nigerian wedding dress for a client presentation. Let's just say cultural sensitivity isn't AI's strong suit. Now I triple check any culturally specific requests with actual humans.
Speaking of humans, let's talk about team resistance. The data shows that's killing more implementations than technical issues.
Every single time. Last week, a sales team literally sabotaged their CRM's AI features because they thought it would track their productivity too closely. They were entering fake data to throw off the algorithms. Management had no idea for 2 months, just thought the AI was bad at predictions.
I've seen developers refuse to use GitHub Copilot because they think it'll make them replaceable. Meanwhile, the ones who embraced it are shipping features twice as fast. It's not about replacement, it's about augmentation. But try explaining that to someone who spent 10 years perfecting their craft.
The fear is real, though. I know designers who won't touch AI tools because they think it diminishes their artistic value. They're creating beautiful, handcrafted work that takes 3 weeks. I'm creating good enough work in 3 days. Guess who's getting more clients?
Let's get extremely practical. Someone listening to this needs to implement AI tools tomorrow morning. What's the playbook?
Start stupid simple. Pick one painful, repetitive task. Document exactly how long it takes currently. Try ChatGPT or Claude on it for 1 week. Measure the time savings. If it works, expand. If not, try a different task. Budget: $20 for API access, 2 to 4 hours of experimentation.
And for the love of all that's holy, don't build anything custom for at least 6 months. Use off-the-shelf tools, OpenAI, Anthropic, maybe Hugging Face if you're feeling adventurous. The moment you start thinking we need our own model, stop and question every assumption that got you there.
Also, ignore 90% of the AI tools marketed to your industry. They're usually just GPT wrappers with a fancy interface charging 10x markup. Learn to use the base tools first. You can always add industry-specific stuff later.
What about failure recovery? When implementations go wrong, what's the fastest path back?
First, stop the bleeding. I had a client whose AI customer service bot started offering refunds to anyone who asked nicely. They lost $40,000 in 3 hours. Step 1, turn it off. Step 2, manual review of all AI actions. Step 3, implement human-in-the-loop controls. Never go full autopilot on day 1.
Version control everything, including prompts. I've seen entire workflows break because someone tweaked a prompt and didn't document it. Generate a summary became generate a comprehensive summary with action items, and suddenly the output format broke 3 downstream systems.
My failure recovery is simpler. Keep the old workflow running parallel for at least a month. I learned this the hard way when Midjourney's servers went down during a client deadline. Now I always have non-AI backup plans.
Let's talk metrics. What actually matters when measuring AI implementation success?
Time to value is everything. If you're not seeing measurable improvements in 30 days, something's wrong. I track hours saved per week, error rates, and user adoption percentage. Revenue impact is nice, but usually takes 90 plus days to materialize.
Output quality metrics are tricky. We built elaborate scoring systems for code quality, then realized our AI was gaming them. Now I focus on simple stuff: deployment frequency, bug rates, developer satisfaction scores. If developers are happier and shipping faster, the AI is working.
Client feedback is my only metric. Are they happy? Am I delivering faster? Everything else is vanity. I briefly tracked AI usage percentage until I realized I was using AI just to juice the numbers.
We're getting close to time, but I want to hit one more critical point. The evidence suggests phased adoption with metrics is the breakthrough approach. What does that actually look like?
Phase 1, shadow mode. AI runs alongside human work for 2 to 4 weeks. Compare outputs, catch errors, build confidence. Phase 2, human in the loop, where AI suggests but humans decide. Phase 3, supervised automation for low-risk tasks. Phase 4, full automation with exception handling. Most orgs try to jump straight to phase 4 and wonder why everything explodes.
The metrics part is crucial. We track every phase transition. What's the error rate? How much time are we actually saving? What's breaking downstream? One client discovered their AI was technically perfect, but generated reports in a format their biggest customer couldn't process. Would have been a disaster if we hadn't caught it in phase 2.
For creative work, phases are more about confidence building. Phase 1, use AI for inspiration boards. Phase 2, initial concepts. Phase 3, client-facing drafts. Phase 4, final deliverables with AI assistance. Each phase has clear quality gates and fallback options.
Final thoughts. What's the one thing about AI implementation reality that nobody talks about?
It's boring. Successful AI implementation is mind-numbingly boring. It's spreadsheets and process documents and training sessions. It's not sexy transformation. It's incremental improvement multiplied across an organization.
The winners aren't the early adopters or the big spenders. They're the fast learners who can pivot when tools change. The company that spent $10 million on custom AI is getting beaten by someone with a ChatGPT subscription and good prompts.
And that AI isn't replacing human judgment. It's exposing who never had good judgment in the first place. If your value was just following templates and processes, then yeah, AI is coming for your job. But if you actually think and create and solve problems, AI just makes you faster.
That's our time. Tomorrow morning, while everyone's debating AI ethics and transformation strategies, remember what we learned today. Start simple, measure everything, and be ready to throw away your fancy plans when a $20 tool does the job better. The future isn't about building AI. It's about using what already exists to do real work, faster and cheaper than ever before.